critics have been applauding Tim Burton ever since he made Pee-wee's Big Adventure in 1985. And the applause grew louder when he went on to direct Beetlejuice, the two Batman movies, Edward Scissorhands, and last year's Nightmare Before Christmas. Now he's made a movie about a man who's been dubbed the worst movie director of all time. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Ed Wood.
At the heart of Burton's new movie is an artist's primal fear. What if you create something, put all your feeling and intelligence into it, and then everyone thinks it's absolutely awful? The trouble with Burton's film is that the answer it supplies is much less interesting than that question. According to Ed Wood, the movie, you don't learn, you don't change, you don't even despair. You just keep smiling and believing and making your appalling pictures one after another. Edward D. Wood Jr. has become a cult figure, best remembered for writing and directing Glenn or Glenda in 1953 and Plan 9 from Outer Space in 1959. But if those were merely the worst movies ever made, as they've often been called, he wouldn't be remembered at all. When you see them today, Wood's films are certainly inept, but they're not just inept. They're strangely thoughtful, intense, and sincere. Plan 9 from Outer Space is much more watchable than, say, Melanie Griffith's last five movies. There's a sensibility behind it, a hazy vision of beauty and coherence that Wood's stunted talent could never articulate, all of which makes it oddly poignant and disturbing. Burton's movie, unfortunately, is neither, but even though it goes nowhere, and slowly at that, it is evocative, expertly made, and sometimes very, very funny. Johnny Depp plays Ed Wood with a John Waters mustache and a boomingly false stage voice that often makes him sound like John Lovitz. His Ed Wood is nothing if not dogged, and Depp conveys his dim bulb enthusiasm almost too proficiently. In this scene, for instance, Wood's backers have the misfortune of actually watching him direct a shot from the movie they're financing.
And cut, print. We're moving on. That was perfect.
Perfect. Mr. Wood, do you know anything about the art of film production?
Well, I like to think so.
That cardboard headstone tipped over. This graveyard is obviously phony.
Nobody will ever notice that. Filmmaking is not about the tiny details. It's about the big picture.
The big picture?
Yes.
Then how about when the policeman arrived in daylight, but now it's suddenly night?
What do you know? Haven't you heard of suspension of disbelief?
Tim Burton has never known much about storytelling, but his mastery of atmosphere has never failed him either. And he's filmed Ed Wood in a stark black and white that conjures up every 50s grade Z movie ever made, right down to the cheesy furniture and looming shadows. He also conjures up a certain freakish social milieu, the Hollywood fringe society of has-beens and never-will-bes, best represented here by Jeffrey Jones as the TV psychic Criswell, Bill Murray as the would-be transsexual Bunny Breckenridge, and especially Martin Landau. Landau is magnificent as Wood's idol and star, Bela Lugosi, who died after shooting two scenes in Plan 9 from Outer Space and was replaced by a young chiropractor who spent the whole picture skulking around with his face hidden behind his cape. In the end, Ed Wood the movie is amusing, but it leaves an odd taste in your mouth because it keeps congratulating its hero for triumphing over adversity, even though his films stink. In other words, the message Tim Burton delivers is actually the same sorry message mainstream Hollywood has been quietly sending for years, which is, it doesn't matter whether a movie's worth making. What counts is getting it made.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.